You're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. We're at Surfaces, first day of the show, and I'm in the Cali floor space with Doug Jackson, the CEO and president. Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing, Kim. Doing great, Kim. Thanks for being here today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're one of my dearest industry friends. We've known each other for a long time. We get to sit here and tell stories by the fire. I got to tell you, you understand branding. This Cali National Park thing you got going on here, this natural, beautiful hardwoods up here, and the setting here, you got the ranger standing over there. Good job on the branding.
Thank you. I take credit for our team. We live in a great environment, and we're lucky to have this palette to work with, the state of California, the vineyards, the deserts, the oceans, the national parks. California is a gift to the world. And to use that as a palette and be able to have fun with product around that, our team is really lucky and we take advantage of it. We really do.
Tell us how's business been lately.
You know, last year, it'd be lying if I said it wasn't a little tough, but this year's starting off good. We have the right partners. We have the right products. I tell our team all the time, if you have the right people with the right products doing the right things, there's a really good chance you're going to be successful. So we're just kind of knuckling down and getting to work. We've got some new productions that we're very proud of, very diversified in the line, good, better, best program. And so we're excited about this year.
You selling more upper end goods this year?
We are. We're selling more upper end goods, and we really like the wood business. So not only we upper goods in SPC and WPC, but we've got a really fun natural wood story. And that's a little bit of what you see in the environment we're in here today, to tell that story. And then how does that translate into WPCs and SPCs and laminates? But the upper end stuff is really where we sharpened our teeth.
We're in the third year, Doug, of them saying, you know, we're going to have a stronger second half. You think we're going to have a stronger second half this year? Is this going to be the year?
I'll tell you, it's all going to be tied to interest rates, in my opinion. If we get interest rates down to where that next generation can start buying homes, where people will start trading homes and transacting and upgrading, I think we're going to have an unbelievable year. The new administration is going to settle things, like it or not, down for 4 years. We know what that's going to be. And if we get interest rates 5 or below, I think we're all going to have a good year. And then it's just about taking your share.
All right, tell us, Sue, people are coming to your booth today. How's traffic?
Our traffic's been really good. Our team's done a good job being prepared. We got more in front of this year than we have in a long time, and our traffic's been good. I told our team in our national sales meeting, I said, these are the things we expect, and they were like, yeah, we're ready, let's go. So we're ready. We're excited for the year.
I've seen the Cali brand sponsor many events at some of these shows I've just been to, so you're really stepping it up on the visibility of the brand. Tell us what some of the new products are that you're excited about this year.
So we've got a nice wood business, and we had a product we introduced a few years ago called Barrel, which is just a great product. And so we introduced varietals this year. You know, we play a little bit in the wood business around the wine theme. So varietals are a whole bunch of different visuals, different veneers. They've got ashes and maples and all sorts of different veneers, where the Barrel line is all 100% French oak. So varietals have been really well received. We showcase them in two barrels, and on one side you got our Barrel line, and the next side you got our varietals line. So on the wood side of the business, that's done really well. We've remarketed our whiskey and wine business, which is the mid-grade wood for us. And then our cellar and our Meritage business also is coming repackaged. So when you come see us, we're going to talk to you a lot about how do you trade up customers? How do you trade up consumers? How do you start here and end up here? And easy ways to trade folks up, which I think every retailer is looking to do.
You know, the consumer doesn't want cookie cutter anymore. They want to have their home be their home. And I'm looking at some of the products you have here, and that's exactly what you're offering them, right?
Yeah, you know, again, I'll speak to that palette that we're lucky to have. Is a lot of what you see in the forecoming world is style and design in the same basic area, North Georgia. And that's no rip on them. It's just they style in the environment they're in. Well, we do too. And we're blessed to style in a fantastic environment. And we're at the coast, we're in the vineyards, we're at the desert, we're climbing the mountains. You're at a national park, and it's like, wow, our product team picks up a stump, picks up a log, and they're like, I think I can pull some color out of that. I think this makes sense. So yeah, we don't sell everybody. We aren't mass distributed. So it's really easy for us to find a good retailer, a good partner, and give them something that their consumer doesn't find up and down Main Street.
So tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, you have limited distribution, and you kind of handpick the people you want to carry your line, right?
Well, the first time we talked a few years ago, Kim, we talked about, we were really just going to sell family and friends. And that philosophy really hasn't changed. We just have more family and more friends. as it's worked, we want to know somebody who understands their business, who understand how they go to business. They want to understand how we go to business because we're a lot different than a lot of our competitors. We have a relationship with the consumer early in the process, and we're proud of that, and we think that's helpful. That doesn't always work for everybody, but for the people it does work for, we're their most profitable supplier, and we can start high in the funnel and help them close it.
I know you've actually got people that are focused in the builder market. How's that business going for you?
Yeah, we've got people in the new home construction market, and that was our real bright spot last year. I'm not sure the market was up as much as we were because we took some share, but that team's doing really well. And our dealer teams continue to do well. We've got a nice relationship in a couple of new areas. And then, of course, our trade business, where we're focused and trying to drive that designer, those tradespeople, through the funnel.
I know you had knee surgery a couple of years ago. You've been out surfing lately?
Yeah, I was out a couple months ago, and it's funny getting old. It's funny. I actually got invited yesterday to go to the ranch in Northern California and surf with Kelly Slater. We've got a fantastic relationship with the Surf Rider Foundation, and they're great partners of ours, and I think they say the same thing about us. So I'm doing all I can to get in shape. I'm going to get a paddle out with Kelly Slater here in a few months.
You going to take the Cali bus?
I'm not sure I'll drive it all the way up there, but I'm sure Kelly and I will have a beer and I'll show him pictures.
Doug, I don't want this interview to be over. I'm enjoying what we're doing here.
I appreciate you. You've been your publication. You personally have been a jewel of this industry. Thank you for what you do. I appreciate our friendship very much, Kim.
How do you too, Doug. Good to talk to you.
Yeah.
You've been talking to Doug Jackson, the president and CEO of Cali Floors, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.